is a News 1130 special report.
He had a rough start in life, finding himself in the foster care system at a very young age where he was traumatized by some of those placements before finding his forever family on his own. He has defied challenges like fetal alcohol syndrome and PTSD, and today raises funds and awareness for those not as lucky as he is. He is Andrew Teal, the 2020 Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Award winner in the youth category. Welcome, Andrew, and joining us on the line as well is his mom, Sandy. Welcome to you, too.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, Andrew, your story is so remarkable. I don't think I've ever heard of a foster child getting to pick their family in quite the way that you did. Can you tell me the story of how you came across Sandy?
All right, so how the story went was I was in the lineup for kindergarten, and I saw that she was hugging a lot of these children, and I went up to her and asked her why she was hugging them. And pretty much she told me that she runs a daycare and that they don't get their parents there to hug them every day before they go to school, so she does that for them, and I asked her for a hug.
And Sandy, what was that like for you? What was your first impression of Andrew on that first chance meeting there?
I didn't know that Andrew was in foster care. He was just this little boy that walked up and asked me some questions and asked for a hug. So I looked around to see if there was any parent watching that would think it would be odd that I was hugging their child. And I didn't see anyone, so I gave him a hug.
And Andrew, you had some physical and cognitive challenges, especially earlier in life when you were younger. You had large and small motor skill challenges, for example. What was it like for you to grow up like that, to have to deal with those challenges?
Definitely at the beginning, it was really hard for me to get stuff done. It was an really hard challenge for me to, write, pretty much do a lot of, fine motor skill stuff or kick stuff, hand-eye coordination stuff.
And Sandy, as a parent, what was it like for you to address Andrew's challenges?
Andrew's always been really, really determined. So if he couldn't do something, he would just keep trying and trying and trying again until he could master it. He never, ever gives up. So whatever he wanted to do bad enough, he has almost always been able to do. When they would do jump rope for heart at his elementary school, his wonderful teacher and his EA would go outside with him and practice over and over and over so that he could actually skip a couple times in a row by the time the event happened, and he would practice at home because he wanted to be just like everybody else.
One of the things I've heard about you as well, Andrew, is that you have this great capacity for empathy. You started raising money for the SPCA in the fifth grade, and then you started Toonies for Teens to help Covenant House. This is when you were in grade 9. What inspired, in particular, Toonies for Teens?
For Toonies for Teens, what inspired me to start it was originally, it was before Toonies for Teens started, I wanted to do something different for Christmas. So I went out and looked on Craigslist, and I found a advertisement for making stockings for homeless and at-risk people living in Oppenheimer Park, and I made stockings for them and gave them out. Pretty much on the day that they were giving them out. And then the next year, we tried to do the same thing, but the organizer had to cancel the event due to being sick. So we had to try to find another place, and we found Covenant House. And after we did some more research on it and found out that Covenant House was probably a good place because because a lot of the kids there come from the foster care system, and a lot of people who are on the streets are people who aged out of the foster care system.
And your initial goal was to raise $100, but you ended up raising a lot more than that. How did it feel to have this become such a runaway success for you?
It was really, I guess I was.
You were proud.
I was proud. Yeah,
yeah. And it was overwhelmingly exciting.
Yeah.
Now, as you mentioned, Covenant House helps out kids who have been in the foster care system, but perhaps not as successfully as you have, obviously. And I understand you have some thoughts about foster care. What in particular do you think needs to be changed in the system?
I guess just more, like, I guess screening on the people who are actually running the foster homes and stuff. I mean, not all foster homes were bad, but I had one that was really bad in particular. That was my last one. And another thing that I'd like to be changed is when you get transferred from different foster cares, especially with my case, I was never told why I was moved. So I always thought it was my fault that I got moved to a different foster home.
So you'd like to see better screening and better communication, because I understand that that particular incident affected you a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
You've also started a clothing line called Vier, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, which means overcome or to overcome. What inspired you to do that?
I've always been into kind of like hip hop and like kind of fashion, like the clothing brands like Gucci and all of that, like all those big designer brands. So I've always been kind of inspired. I guess one artist that really inspired me, or clothing designer that really inspired me, was Virgil Abloh. He's a creator for another brand called Off-White, and I kind of liked what he's made, and I wanted to kind of, I guess it kind of inspired me to make my own clothing brand.
Okay, so you talk about your inspirations, but how does it feel to be an inspiration yourself? You've kind of become a role model for other kids with challenges like yours. Do you have a message to kids who are either in foster care or have had to overcome things or deal with things like fetal alcohol syndrome or PTSD?
I guess the one thing I would say is just never stop trying and don't give up. If you put in the hours and figure out your own way of like learning stuff, then you can do great things and be really successful.
And how does it feel then to be nominated for a Courage to Come Back Award? How did you find out about that?
I got a phone call from Lauren Siegel saying that I pretty much won the award, and honestly, it's a huge honor to win this award, and I am very thankful to share my story and hopefully inspire others.
Well, let's leave it there. Andrew Teal is the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Award winner in the category of youth. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Sandy.
You're welcome.
You're listening to News 1130, Vancouver's breaking news, traffic, and weather station.